Greetings, everyone. I hope you are well. My wish is that love continuously permeates your being. Today, our topic of discussion is about self-love and relationships. Relationships exist among families, friends, spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, teachers, and so forth. Each relationship carries a vibe and a frequency. And within each relationship, there are different aspects, and each relationship is created for a different purpose. But within these relationships, who is the constant in each of these relationships? The constant is you. We often use or hear the words, "I love you." But do we truly comprehend the meaning of these words? Are we vibrating on the frequency of love? Love is not just words. Love is an energy that vibrates at a high frequency. And when you vibrate at a high frequency, your actions, your words, and your behaviors are different than what we refer to as the norm. The higher your vibration, the more you'll attract beautiful things into your life, and the easier it is to share with one another, because love is a magnet. One of the 12 universal laws, which is a law of nature, is the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect states that for every cause there is an effect, and for every effect there is a cause. So what does the law of cause and effect has to do with relationships? Our thoughts, behaviors, and actions, whether conscious or unconscious, create effects that manifest in our reality all the time. So if your relationships, regardless of who the relationship is with and for whatever reason, are full of drama, guess where it stems from? You. Yes, you. Most problems in relationships are personal issues that transfers into the relationship. Many people don't trust themselves, lack self-love, have low self-esteem, are dishonest, not loyal, not sincere, have poor communication skills, lack patience, think poorly of themselves, have negative self-talk all the time, look good on the outside, but wounded on the inside. So if this describes your behaviors, thoughts, and actions with yourself, these are the causes that are creating the same effects in your relationships. You see, you can't love someone if you don't love yourself. You can't trust someone else if you don't trust yourself. You can't attract honesty if you aren't honest. You can't attract sincerity if you aren't sincere. You will not attract loyalty if you aren't loyal. If your self-talk is negative, then you communicate negatively to others. If your self-esteem is low, then you open yourself up to accepting things because you feel that you are not valuable. We cannot give what we don't have. Think about frequency and vibration, because that is the language of the universe. Imagine a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being low frequency and 5 being high frequency. When you don't love yourself, you are vibrating at frequency number 1. The law of attraction states that like attracts like. This means that people on the same frequency level will attract other people who are vibrating at that same level. So if you're vibrating at level 1, then you will attract people, which mean men, you will attract women at frequency level one, and women, you will attract men at frequency level one. And the effects of two low frequency people coming together is cause for drama. So where does these personal issues derive from? The lack of self-love. What is self-love? Self-love is having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. Self-love means taking care of your own needs and not waiting for someone else to make you happy. Self-love is not settling for less than you deserve. No one can make you happy. Absolutely no one. You must learn to be happy by yourself. So now you have to analyze your relationship. Can it survive? If you and your partner decide to revive the relationship, there is work to be done. The both of you must be willing together, but individually, which means that individual work must be done as well as working together to create a new structure for the relationship to thrive. You see, we each have to heal ourselves. No one can heal us. We have to find our true happiness alone. Happiness comes from a state of well-being. This state of being comes from accepting and taking responsibility to fall in love with yourself. This means that you have to identify who you truly are, not what you've been told by your mother, father, family, teachers, or friends. Take responsibility for your actions. Don't use other people to blame for how you feel and what you feel. What can you do to improve yourself? How have you contributed to the problems in your relationship? What are your self-sabotaging behaviors and negative self-talk? Process your feelings through journaling, practice self-forgiveness, and forgive others who have hurt you, because once you forgive, you can move forward. But remember, forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. Once you begin working this process, I can assure you that your frequency will begin to vibrate at a higher level. As your frequency gets higher, you will begin to experience a different level of love. Pure love is so abundant that each time you acquire even a fraction of the next level, there is a magnet of beautiful energy that will pull you higher and higher until eventually you find yourself wondering, what the hell were you experiencing before? You can't change anyone but yourself. But when you begin to make changes within yourself, you will begin to see changes around you, because change is a magnet. So whatever changes you are looking for, let those changes begin with you. Remember, your relationship can be as lovely as you want it to be. It is up to you. You have allies vibrating on a high frequency that is available to you. The law of cause and effect is on your side. The law of attraction is on your side. And God, the Creator, divine pure love is on your side. Until next time, love, prosperity, and health. Ankh Oja Seneb. Boat Shen is a branch of Zagfoss organization located in Glacier, Haiti. If you would like to get in contact with us, please send an email to bwadch9@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this link. One love for humanity. Are you sincere? Does your life reflect sincerity? Are your words, your actions, your intentions sincere? Today's message is about sincerity. Greetings and welcome to another episode of Boat Shen, where we bring words of wisdom to help transform, elevate, and enhance your mind and perceptions. Do your words and actions radiate sincerity? Does the outer appearance of your life balance with your inner reality? Do you say things and really mean them with your heart? Do you speak of values, morals, and virtues and live by them? Are your words sincere, honest, and truthful? Are you living authentically by your perceptions and truths? We know that not many people are sincere. Stop and think for a few minutes. How many sincere people do you know? I'm sure you will agree that sincere people are rare. We hear lots of talk about morals, values, but many times circumstances arise and we see that actions are not consistent with words that have been spoken. Many people are unable to live sincere lives because they choose to hide behind a mask in order to be accepted and praised by others. These masks are disguises for deception, lies, judgment, hypocrisy, illusions, betrayal, and bondage. When people choose to live behind a mask, they also make the choice to bring discord, disharmony, frustration, and unhappiness to themselves and others, especially those they say they love. We all know that being insincere disrupts the lives of families, friends, relationships, businesses, corporations, governments, and creates chaos in countries as we see and hear about daily. But despite the known results of being insincere, why is it that sincere people are rare? Let's gain a little insight. We must first comprehend that sincerity is a key component to building trust and honesty. To trust is to have confidence and assurance in something or someone. And honesty derives from trust in your words and actions. Sounds simple, right? But the issue is that insincerity is a result of weakness. This weakness stems from an individual's motives and intentions of selfishness, greed, self-gratification, personal gain, self-pleasure, all which causes pain, hurt, anger, fear, and sadness to the individual and others. Anytime there is greed and selfishness, most likely there is a hidden and unclear agenda. Anything that is hidden and unclear is not sincere. Another issue I realized is that people who hide behind a mask do so because they live in fear. Fear of truth, fear of living authentically, the fear of removing the mask to their true identity, the fear to be honest, the fear to take the road less taken, the fear to be distinguished, to be extraordinary, the fear to step outside the box. This culmination of fear, creates an internal battle with conflicts, which conflicts with thoughts, beliefs, unrealistic dreams and desires, all which have been imposed in the mind by external factors, ideations, expectations, and perceptions of other people and or religious institutions and indoctrination. So the result of the inner conflict becomes someone being insincere. And whenever you are unable to be sincere with yourself, you are unable to be sincere with others. When you are unable to walk in your truth, it is difficult to be truthful with others. When you hide behind a mask, your authenticity is hidden. Sincerity is unable to find you, and you are unable to find sincerity. So these questions I pose to you, my listeners. Have you thought about removing your mask? Are you tired of participating in the daily masquerade? Are you tired of living in your weakness and fear, in the illusions? What are your dreams, your truths? What awakens your spirit? I dare you to make the decision to be sincere with yourself, because the strength of sincerity awaits you. Find the fire within you to ignite the passion that is the fuel to ignite the flames of transformation to live in your authenticity. Take a walk or sit near a river, lake, or the ocean to refresh your thoughts so you can refocus and reshape the ideations of your mind. Inhale prana, the life force, by taking deep, long, pure breaths of air to bring pure, genuine, and honest objectives and motives into your life so your actions reflect sincerity. Walk barefoot on Mother Earth. She can bring harmony and balance into your life to assure that your actions and behaviors reflects the words you speak. Say what you mean and mean what you say. And if at any time you say something but you decide to change your mind, it's okay, because we all do it. But what's important is to be clear and make sure you convey the changes to maintain trust. Be dedicated to seeking out your truth. Relinquish what has been imposed on you. Be patient with yourself. Approve and accept what makes you feel good. When sincerity is in flames internally, it will be in flames externally. Speak with sincerity, think with sincerity, and act in sincerity. And always remember, sincerity is the face of the soul. Wat Shen is a branch of Zagfos organization located in Guisia, Haiti. We can be reached at bwadch9@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. And if you have found this message to be uplifting, please share the link so we can help uplift others. In the language of my Egyptian ancestors, Ankh Oja Seneb.
Oh, bye. Est-ce que vous êtes sincère? Est-ce que la vie vous reflète sincérité? Est-ce que parole ou action ou intention ou sincère? Je dis, n'a parlé de sincérité. Bonjour ou bien bonsoir dans l'air ou attendez épisode ça. Bienvenue dans un autre épisode de Boîte Chaîne. Côté nous porter bon comprendre à connaissance pour transformer et enlever pensée et perception. Est-ce que parole ou action ou sincère? Est-ce que apparence externe reflète réalité interne? Ou parler de valeur, de morale et belle qualité? Mais est-ce que comportement ou reflète belle parole sa yo? Est-ce que vous vivez authenticité par vous? Pas de pile monde qui sincère. Faut réfléchir. Pensez des monde qui dans entourage. Combien de monde sa yo ou ka vraiment dit qui sincère? Souvent nous tendez en pile monde qui censé leader parler sur sujet moral, valeur ak verti. Mais en pile fois nous ouais on série des événements qui présentaient côté action moun sa yo pas reflecté parole yo. Définition sincérité, c'est l'est ou honnête. C'est absence tromper ak hypocrisie. C'est l'action yon moun en accordance avec pensée parli, sentiment à croyance li. Et c'est ça qui fait en pile moun pa ka vive yon vie sincère parce que y a vive nan menti. Yo choisi cacher derrière yon masque pour l'autre moun accepte yo ou soit fait louange pour yo. Masayo déguisé mensonge, jugement, hypocrisie, illusion, trahison et esclavage. Nous connaissons les pagans sincérité, les déranger la vie famille, amis, relations et les porter en pile problème social. Parce que nous voyons exemple devant nous chaque jour. Mais malgré nous voyons qui résultat qui gagne, les monde pas sincère yon envers l'autre. Nous voyons que monde qui sincère vraiment rare. Les moins fait recherche et anti analyse, moins vin gon l'autre compréhension, moins réaliser que sincérité c'est clé élément confiance. Ça veut dire si pas gain confiance, pas gain sincérité, si pas gain sincérité, pas gain confiance. Ensuite moi ouais que les un monde pas ca sincère, c'est parce que les gon faiblesse la caille. Faiblesse ça sorti dans motif ak intention monde qui en pile fois influencé par yon agenda caché. Et n'importe bagay qui caché, qui pas clair, li pas sincère. Et ensuite, depuis yon moun gen agenda caché, c'est normal pour l'accepter, utiliser yon masque pour le cacher derrière. Parce que l'el de masque lan, li sentil pi à l'aise. Parce que la vive nan menti, li gen craintif pour l'authentique. Mon nan pè prop identité pale. Li pè prop sentiment à croyance pale. Li pè choisi fè yon chemin ki an deyò chemin tout l'autre moun a fè. Li pè pou li distingue, pou li yo considere li comme yon moun ki pa normal. Li pè sorti an dan boîte ki kembel ostage lan. Tout crainte sa yo kreye yon batay an dan moun nan. Kote li nan yon konflik ak tèt li, paske realite la viv lan, te impose sou li pa fakte ekstern ki se ide ak persepsyon lot moun. Yon moun ki pa sensè ak tèt li, pa ka sensè ak yon lot moun. Yon moun ki pa honèt ak tèt li, li pa ka honèt ak yon lot moun. Sincérité pa ka rive joine moun nan pa ka rive joine sincérité. Fè yon analyse de tèt ou. Eske wap viv deye yon mas? Si wap viv deye yon mas, ki le wap devwale moun ou ye? Li le pou retire mas ou kache deye la. Ou pa fatige patisipe nan maskarad wap viv chak jouan? Esko pa fatige viv nan febles ou, nan pe, nan ilizyon yo? Ki rev ou? Ki sa ki verite pou ou? Ki sa ki eksite espri ou? Li men li mien ki an don nan pou kapab met di fe nan pasyon ki nesesè pou kreye yon flam transformasyon pou ka viv otantik. Al mache ou swa chita bo yon rivye, yon lak ou swa lanmè a, pou rafreshi panse ou yo, pou ka konsantre e reorganize ide yo ki nan tèt ou. Pran gro souf pou ka respire bon lè, ki pou pote bon kalite intansyon ak objektif honèt pou tout aksyon yo ak pawol ou sensè. Mache pi a tè sou maman tè ya, pou ka harmonize e balanse emosyon avèk panse ou yo pou pale ak sajes e verite. Pran pasyans ak tèt ou pandan chanjman sa yo ap fèt. E lè di fè sensèrite komanse li men an don, la briye nan vizaj ou. Wap pale ak sensèrite, wap panse ak sensèrite, wap aji ak sensèrite. Toujou sonje, sensèrite se vizaj nam nan. Boat chen se yon branj de Zak Fos organizasyon ki lokalize Gresye Haiti. Ou kapab ekri nou sou BWADCH nimewo 9 @gmail.com. Mersi desko pran tan pou koute mesaj sa. Pataje-l s'il vous plaît.
Discipline, disip. Ki rapor de mo sa yo genyen? Se repons kesyon sa na pataje avek ojodi a. Bienveni nan yon lot episode Boat Chen, kote nou pataje yon lot perspektif pou devlopman bon kompran ak konesans. Jodi a nou vle pataje yon ide sou de mo ke nou souvan itilize. Discipline ak disip. Le otan de mo disip lan, mwen panse li rapple yo de 12 disip yo fe referans de yo nan Bib lan. E le otan de mo discipline lan, mwen kwe li rapple yo le timoun, le gran moun ap bay timoun disipline, et ou tande yo di yap met lòd nan dezòd. Men ki rapòr de mò sa yo genyen? Eske yo gen lòd signifikasyon pi pòfòn ke nan fason nou itilize yo? Etimoloji mò disiplan di kon sa ke se pou apran, pou pran leson ou swa instriksyon pou aksepte. Ansuit, diksyoner fè nou konen ke se pa sel nan Biblan te gen disip, te gen disip an deyo Biblan. Ansyen filozof grek yo te deklare ke yon disip se yon moun ki fè chwa imite fason yon profese viv la vil. Nou jwen nan istwa tou ke ansyen egipsyen yo, yo te gen yon bondye ki rele Horus ki te gen 12 disip. Avèk referans sa yo, nou ka konkli ke yon disip se yon moun ki chwazi apran, pran leson ou swa instriksyon, ou bien li aksepte suiv yon profeseur e viv menm jan ak profeseur. Etimoloji mo disiplin nan di se anseyman, aprantisaj, konesans. Li menm refere pou gade mo disiplan. Sa vle di, disiplin avek disip, se preske menm bagay. Esko dako? Men ki objektif nou le nou pote atansyon nou sou de mo sa yo? Souvan, moun toujou itilize mo disiplin nan nan zafè ki gen rapò ak pinisyon, espesyalman nan ka ti moun. Nou gen tendans pini an ti moun ou son lot moun, le kompòtman li pa apropriye nan jipa nou. Men dapre esplikasyon mo disiplin nan, eske li ta pi bon si nou itilize mo a nan yon lot konteks? Pabliye, disiplin se yon mo ki gen rapor avek apran. Sa vle di, nan mouman, kote ti moun nan ta fè yon bagay ou bien moun nan ta fè yon bagay ki sanse pare dezagreyab nan zye nou. Eske li pa ta pi bon si nou ta pa pran mouman sa pou nou kapab itilize l pou anseye, pou nou fè dialog, pose ti moun nan ou swa moun nan kesyon. Chache konè ki sa ki nan panse lòt moun nan, pou ki rezon sa l fè al fèl. Ekchanj pawòl sa ka ede tout le de moun yo apran yon aspe diferan de lòt moun nan el ka mene plus komprehansyon antre de moun sa yo. Pa bliye, an pil moun ap tou fè paske yo pa ka eksprime tèt yo. E menm ti moun, yo vle eksprime tèt yo, men yo pa gon chans. Gen de fwa, an ti dialog kapab ouvri an pot pou yon moun lache kek bagay ki sou keli. Pa bliye nou tout sou teya ap fè eksperyans, ni ti moun tou. Chak moun nan yon voyaj, men chak moun oblije pase nan yon wout spesyal selon desten moun nan. Men nan voyaj la vi an, nou tout se disip, paske nou gen yon wol pandan nou nan voyaj la, pou nou apren, pou nou pran leson. Nou pa pran an pil bagay. Se sak fè, ma pataje avèk nou 12 disiplin ki kapab ede nou nan voyaj la vi nou. Mwen pa pantre tro fon la dan yo, paske nou pa vle episod la tro long, men ma ban nou 12 yo, apre sa, nan pantre nan lot yo gren pa gren nan lot episod. Premye disiplin nan, se la fwa. La fwa. Dezyem disiplin nan, se kouraj. Ki koto jwen kouraj yo? Troasyem disiplin nan, se jijman. Esko itilize bon jijman? Katryem disiplin nan, se remen. Ki lamon, ki jan ou remen, ki jan eksprime teto? Senkyem disiplin nan, se dezir. Ki dezir genye? Sizyem disiplin nan se fos. Ki koto ou pran fos ou? Setyem disiplin nan se imajinasyon. Ki sa wap imajine nan tèt ou nan panse ou, nan ide ou? Vityem disiplin nan se komprehansyon. Est-ce que chercher comprendre tête ou soit l'autre monde plus profond? Neuvième discipline, c'est volonté. Qui volonté ou gagner pour faire ça qui est bon? Dixième discipline, c'est l'ordre. Est-ce que ou gagne l'ordre dans la vie? Onzième discipline, c'est passion. Qui ça qui passionné ou? Douzième discipline, c'est élimination. Qui ça ou paré pour éliminer dans la vie ou pour capable avancer? 12 disciplines sa yo important pour chaque monde. Pas oublier, ces disciples nous yé. Faut que nous fassions un choix pour apprendre, parce que li fait partie dans ça nous vin faire sur terre. Napoleon Hill dit que discipline commence ak maîtrise pensée ou. Si ou pas contrôler sa ou pensée, ou pas cap contrôler sa ou fait. Simplement, l'organ discipline li permet ou penser avant et agir après. Est-ce que vous faites choix vivre tant que yon disciple qui vient apprendre discipline sur terre? Moi ta souhaité réponse là c'est oui. On nous tout essayer réfléchir sur 12 disciplines sa yo et fait analyse pour voir qui gens nous te ka augmenter yo dans vie nous. Toute expérience la vie ou pote yon leçon. Et si ou fait approche expérience sa yo avec discipline, moi pense ou ap ka fè choix ki pi meye. Peut-être ou kapab poser question pou mande et moi-même ki jan fè konè. Sincèrement, moi ka repon nou parce que moi fè choix viv tan kou yon disip. Chaque expérience moi fè nan la vie moi chache leçon an ki la dan. Chaque jour moi fè un choix pou augmenter chaque 12 disciplines sa yo pi plis nan vi moi. Et moi ka vraiment di ou, li fè mwen bien ni moun ki nan entourage mwen. Merci d'être content ou pou koute parol sa yo. Et si parol sa yo ede ou, tan pri pataje l avèk yon lòt moun. Sou ta gen nenpòt sije ou swa ide ou ta remè pataje avèk nou, ou kapab antre an kontak avèk nou, ou ap ekri nou sou BWADCH numéro 9 @gmail.com. Boîte chaîne, c'est une branche des ACFOS organisation qui localisait Grecien Haïti. Ank Oja Senep. Discipline, disciple. What do these two words have in common? Welcome to another episode of Wat Shen, where we share wisdom and knowledge for a different perspective and outlook on life. Today, we share with you insight about two words, discipline and disciple. I'm sure when you hear the word disciple, it reminds you of the 12 disciples that is referenced in the Bible. The etymology of the word disciple is taken from the word disir, which means to learn, to take in, and accept. Disciples were not only found in the Bible. Horus, the ancient Egyptian god, had 12 disciples. The Greek philosophers stated that a disciple is anyone who decides to learn by imitating the teacher's way of life and not just by remembering the spoken word of the teacher. Therefore, we can draw the conclusion that a disciple is a person who chooses to learn, to accept, to take in. Discipline. The etymology of the word discipline is derived from the word disciplina, which means instruction, teaching, learning, knowledge, and then it refers to see the word disciple. So discipline, disciple, same thing. What do you think? What is my purpose for dissecting these two words? Disciple is the root word of discipline. The word discipline is often used in matters relating to punishment, especially when it comes to children. We tend to punish children when they exhibit a particular behavior that is not appropriate in our eyes. But what if we use that moment to teach the child, to learn from the child, to ask the child or the person questions? Why did they do what they did? To see what they're thinking and to ask the purpose or the reason behind the behavior. This dialogue can help each person learn something about the other. Remember, there are a lot of people that have so much on their chest that they want to express, but don't have the opportunity and don't have someone to share it with. And yes, it includes children. They too have a lot to say, but aren't given a chance. You see, we are all here on the journey of life. Each person has a different path as it relates to their destination, and yes, children as well. We are disciples on a journey to acquire disciplines to help us maneuver and make appropriate decisions to help us make progress, grow, and live a better life. Here are 12 disciplines that must be developed and that can truly help you on your path. The first discipline is faith. Do you have faith? The second discipline is courage. How much courage do you have when you face obstacles? The third discipline is judgment. Do you use wise judgment? The fourth discipline is love. How do you express love to yourself, to others? The fifth discipline is desires. What are your desires? The sixth discipline is imagination. What is in your imagination? What are you imagining? The seventh discipline is understanding. Well, I like to say understanding. Do you seek to have a deeper understanding of yourself, others? The eighth discipline is will. How strong is your will? The ninth discipline is discernment. Do you use discernment? Do you have discernment? The tenth discipline is order. How much order is in your life? And I'm sure it can be improved. The 11th discipline is passion. What are you passionate about? And the 12th discipline is elimination. What are you willing to let go to move forward? These 12 disciplines are important for each individual to grasp and learn. Napoleon Hill states that discipline begins with mastering your thinking. If you do not control what you think, you cannot control what you do. Simply by being disciplined, it allows you to think ahead and act afterwards. Will you make the choice to live as a disciple to learn the disciplines of life? I hope the answer is yes. Would you take the time to reflect about these 12 disciplines and analyze how you can increase them in your life? Life brings us experiences, and each experience is a lesson in disguise. When we approach the experiences with discipline, I am sure we can make the best choice. You may ask, how do I know? My response would be, because I've made the choice
to live my life as a discipline, always open to learning. Every experience I have, I look for the lesson that it brings. I strive each day to increase each of these 12 disciplines more and more in my life. I must tell you, it works for me as well as those around me. Thank you for listening. If you have found this to be informative and inspiring, please share the link. If there is any topic or idea that you wish to discuss or share with us, please get in touch with us. Send us an email at bwadch9@gmail.com. Boat Shen is a branch of Zach Foss Organization located in Glacier, Haiti. Until next time, Ankh Uja Seneb.